Jeremiah chapter 41. Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Netaniah, the son of Elishama, of the royal family, and one of the chief officers of the king, along with 10 men, came to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, at Mizpah. There they ate bread together in Mizpah. Then Ishmael, the son of Netaniah, and the 10 men who were with him, got up and struck Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, killing him with the sword. He was the one whom the king of Babylon had appointed as governor over the land. Ishmael also killed all the Jews who were with Gedaliah at Mizpah, including the Chaldean soldiers who happened to be there. The next day after he assassinated Gedaliah, before anyone knew it, 80 men arrived from Shechem, from Shiloh, and Samaria, with their beards shaved off, their clothes torn, and having cut themselves with grain offerings and incense in their hand to present them at the house of the Lord. Ishmael the son of Netaniah went out of Mizpah to meet them, weeping as he went. As he met them, he said to them, "Come to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam." When they entered the middle of the city, Ishmael the son of Netaniah and the men who were with him slaughtered them and threw their corpses into a cistern. But there were 10 men among them who said to Ishmael, "Do not kill us, for we have stores of wheat, barley, olive oil, and honey hidden in a field." So he spared them and did not kill them along with their companions. Now the cistern in which Ishmael had thrown all the dead bodies of those he had slain, along with Gedaliah, was the one that King Asa had built as a defense against King Baasha of Israel. Ishmael the son of Netaniah filled it with those who had been killed. Then Ishmael took captive all the rest of the people who were in Mizpah, including the king's daughters and all the people who remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam. Ishmael the son of Netaniah took them captive and set out to go over to the Ammonites. But when Johanan the son of Kareah and all the military commanders who were with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael the son of Netaniah had done, they took all the men and went to attack Ishmael the son of Netaniah. They found him by the great pool in Gibeon. When all the people that were with Ishmael saw Johanan the son of Kareah and all the military commanders who were with him, they were glad. So all the people who Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah turned around and went over, joining Johanan the son of Kareah. But Ishmael the son of Netaniah escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the Ammonites. Then Johanan the son of Kareah took all the military commanders that were with him. All those left of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael the son of Netaniah, from Mizpah, after he assassinated Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, including the soldiers, women, children, and the eunuchs whom Johanan brought back from Gibeon. They left and settled in Geruth, Kimham, which is near Bethlehem, intending to head down to Egypt. They were afraid of what the Chaldeans would do when they found out that Ishmael the son of Netaniah had assassinated Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Jeremiah chapter 41.